Just as usual, a few little words of how to meditate. One of the most important things to learn how to let go of your thinking, because it's the thoughts which are the biggest obstacle to meditation. And if we think of meditation like learning how to relax and be peaceful, to be still, it's the thoughts are the things which stop us being still. And if you try to stop the thoughts, you usually end up getting more stressed out, tired, frustrated, and you don't get any fun, any peace from the meditation. So like you can try for years trying to stop those thoughts coming up, trying to keep bringing the mind back. That's what I was taught when I was young. Yeah, the mind wanders off, bring the mind back again. Then it wanders off and bring the mind back again. Then it wanders off and bring the mind back again. And it keeps on doing that until you get frustrated about this mind. Every time you bring it back, it goes off again. And there must be some other way. And of course, there is many other ways. And one of the best ways is changing the way you look at the mind, or having a perception of the mind which understands what's going on and which allows you to see the mind become calm. And that simile is a primordial simile of looking at your mind like a lake and looking at the thoughts like disturbances of that lake. So these are the waves on the surface of the lake. That's your thoughts. Now if you look upon it in that metaphor, the mind is the lake, it's naturally calm, and the waves, you know, are usually caused by something outside, you know, most usually by the wind, but also by people messing around, putting their hands in, jumping in the lake. If you can protect the lake, and if you can make sure that sort of there's no one touches the lake or there's no wind, then you know that after a while the lake will become perfectly still. So your job is actually to try and guard the lake, protect it, and be patient. And the opposite of that, what most people do in this simile, waves on the lake, to try and smooth down those waves, they put their hands in and pat down the crest of the wave, you know, try and smooth it down. And of course, as soon as you do anything like that, you make more waves. As soon as you get involved, as soon as you do something, even try and do good things to try and let go of the thoughts, you are actually creating more thoughts. You're disturbing the mind. So your job, don't try and smooth out the lake. Just guard it to make sure that nothing interferes with the lake, especially you. That idea of just allowing it to go naturally is one of the most important parts of the meditation. And having just come back from overseas last New Year's Eve, you know, when I do go overseas, every now and again you get bored a little bit by sitting in the cabin, and so you look at these in-flight magazines. They're usually really, really, really boring, but every now and again you have some jokes in that in-flight magazine. And one of the jokes which was in there wasn't so much a joke, it was like a prediction for the aircraft of the future. Because the aircraft of the future will probably be all automatic. Automatic because, you know, pilots and co-pilots, they make mistakes. And if you have it on automatic, they have, number one, a far quicker reaction time than a human being, and they can sense more what's going around them, and it's actually much safer. So they said the cockpit of the future airlines, there'll be just one man in there and one dog. That's all. A dog and a pilot. And the job of the pilot is not to fly the aircraft. The job of the pilot is to feed the dog. And the job of the dog is to bite the pilot if he touches anything. And that was going to be the aircraft of the future. And when I heard that, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if you could find some dog and person to put in the cockpit of your mind. So put a little dog in there. So if you do something, it bites you and stops you. Stop interfering. Stop doing stuff, because it's you who do stuff which stops the mind becoming still. So, what we do in our meditation, we just get ourselves nice and comfortable, and then we don't just, you know, watch this or watch that, watch the breath or watch the body or watch the present moment. Also, watch how you're watching the breath. To see if you are interfering. To pretend you're that dog in the cockpit. Please, if you don't mind being called a dog, fair enough, but that's not the meaning of this metaphor. Pretend you're a little dog. Or you've got a dog inside of your mind. And if you do anything, the dog bites you. To train you not to do anything. And also to be patient. So patient. Because that's one of the other reasons why people just don't allow the process to happen. They want it to happen now. Immediately. I've been meditating for 5 minutes. I'm not in jhana yet. I can't fly through the air yet. Be very, very, very patient. And what patience means, people don't understand what patience is. A lot of times people think that patience is waiting for something to happen. And of course, that's not real patience. That's actually, you're off into the future, hoping, expecting, wanting. That's not real patience. Real patience is not being in the future, waiting for something to happen, waiting for your mind to become peaceful, waiting for whatever to come. What patience is just being in this moment, not even having any perception of the future, not wanting to get anywhere, not wanting to be someplace, not wanting to get rid of things. But the patience where you're quite content where you are. Because as soon as you have impatience, you want to get somewhere, you want to do something, you want to get rid of things. The next thing which happens is you go and to change the controls of the cockpit, you actually do something. So we need that degree of patience to be in this moment and to leave things alone and develop this beautiful contentment. This is good enough. When you do develop that this is good enough, it's not, many people think, if you keep saying that, you never get anywhere in meditation, you never get anywhere in life. But that's not the truth of the matter. When you don't do things, when you say it's good enough, then it gets better, and better and better and better. Because when you're building up contentment, happy to be here, this is good enough, what happens is that contentment, that gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Actually, you're building up your contentment credits in your bank account. And with so much contentment, it soon overflows into very big joy and peace and stillness and bliss. So your job is just to build up your moments of contentment. And don't have this idea of patience as waiting for something to happen. It's actually being now, being content with what's happening, which is like leaving things alone. So when you are meditating, remember that your mind is just like the lake. The waves on the surface are your thoughts. And if you try and get rid of those thoughts by putting your hand in the lake, smoothing out the surface of the lake, you will just make more thoughts. You've been there, you've done that. And instead, just stand back. Stand back and just do nothing. Remember that there's a dog in your mind who will bite you if you do something. It would be wonderful if you could have that. And don't wait for something to happen. Just wait in this moment and be content in this moment. And then you'll find that with that contentment and with that leaving things alone, everything settles down. And it doesn't take that long. And your mind is really peaceful and really free. And your body responds by being very relaxed, and you understand for yourself the great benefits of meditation. So, there we go. That's a nice introduction. And once again, because people always come in a little bit late, that's the nature of the game. For those of you who are coming to the introduction to meditation, the series of 4 lessons, that is in the room to my right. This is the ongoing class. We have to give that warning because we usually meditate here for about 45 minutes. And for those of you who haven't meditated before, that's a long time. So this is a 45-minute class. So if you're ready, we can now sort of get settled into our meditation. I will lead the first 5 or 10 minutes, or 15 minutes, and afterwards then I'll let you go, and you can learn how to be peaceful all by yourself. And I'll ring the gong at the end of the meditation, so you don't have to worry about the time. So we close our eyes. It gives our mind more chance to focus on other things than sight. And we bring our attention onto our body and investigate how we are sitting. And to check whether we can improve upon our posture. Now don't compare your posture to what you read about in books. Just compare it to how you feel. Can you improve your posture? By which I mean, can you make yourself more comfortable? More relaxed? Less stress? Less pressure? Please, you know, have your mobile phones turned off and buzzers and stuff. It may be that if that's always the case, your mobile phone goes off. Maybe you can get a call tone like the dog barking. So when your mobile phone goes off in public, you say, oh, it's not me, it's a dog. When your body, you think it's relaxed, relax it even further. Be aware of any tight places in your body, places where there's an ache or a pain or an irritation. Put your mindfulness, your attention down there, and see if you can relax that part of the body just by an act of will. you'll find that it's generating kindness, which relaxes things. So if you've got an aching knee, send kindness to that knee. And see if you can notice the feelings relax more, get more comforting. Mindfulness gives you feedback. It teaches you how to relax. When the body is really relaxed, then we can let it go. And then we can attend to our mental world like a lake with waves on the surface. So don't try and stop those waves. You make more waves. This evening, make sure you are protecting your mind. So there's no concerns from the past or worries of the future causing your mind to be agitated. You first of all let go of the past and the future. You can deal with it afterwards. But now you deserve peace. You deserve some rest. You deserve some freedom. Just like you were as a child. You weren't concerned with what happened or what's going to occur later on. Like a child, you could enjoy this moment. Just be in this moment. no plans for the future. After we finish, you can plan. No lingering, trying to fix up the past. You can do that later if you want, but even later, it's a bit of a waste of time. And understand, you learn from the present much more than you will ever learn from the past. So stay in this present moment and now. And then you find you're not creating more waves. And you're patient to let the old waves subside. Letting go of past. Not concerned about the future. But just being in the place your future is being made. Right now. To observe the way you're watching, to make sure you're not interfering. So if you're standing back and watching your mind, you may watch the breathing if you wish, just knowing the breath as it goes in, knowing as it goes out. But just as an observer, a little dog beside you will bite you if you do anything. close to the end of meditation now. Just over 45 minutes. How do you feel? What's it like in your mind at the end of a meditation? How calm is that lake called your mind? When the mind is peaceful, how relaxed is your body? To ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound of the gong. When the last sound vanishes, open your eyes. So that's a nice meditation, learning just how to calm the mind down, and hopefully just using one more little technique of imagining perceiving the mind like a lake could have helped you overcome some of the obstacles. Again, sometimes one little method works and you add another method, and little by little we get the attitude right, the meditation becomes very simple. Not a hard thing to do, but we make it hard. And if on any of these Saturday afternoons, there's a box in the back there to ask questions on meditation, and also people ask questions from overseas. And I did see the overseas questions coming up with Christina. So, has anyone got any questions here first of all? Okay, because this class is stream live, so we've got one from Sweden and one from USA. As a beginner, I really enjoy the body sweeping meditation. This is from Sweden. The body gets nicely relaxed except the head. As I go through the body, it starts to build some light pressure in the forehead. I've just been watching and try to relax it, which helps a bit, but it comes back again. I have not come to a point when I can watch the breath. The body sweeping, I'm not quite sure which body sweeping you do. But some methods, they start sweeping from their head down. And if that's what Basra from Sweden is doing, then I'd actually encourage you to try the opposite way, start from the toes and work your way up. Because when you sort of forget about any pressure or something in the forehead, and you just start from your toes, the body relaxes itself when you don't pay it attention. So you start with your toes, and relaxing the feet, and then relaxing the calves and knees. And as you sweep up the body part by part, being aware and noticing it relaxing, you do actually find out how to relax just parts of your body. Again, the mindfulness gives you the feedback. And because you are aware of the feelings in the body, you are in the present moment. You can't really think too much when you're feeling the body, so you do get reasonably calm. At the same time, you feel your body relaxing really deeply. You know, from your thighs, you go up to your bottom, from your bottom up to your waist, and your waist. Not just the waist, it's all those organs inside. You can feel any tightness, any pain, any imbalance in those organs. And you just be aware of them, and you relax them, and they just disappear. You know, you've all heard the story. I've told it so many times about relaxing my guts when I had food poisoning. It took 20 minutes and there was no pain anymore. You could relax that deeply, even though you had some sort of sickness there. You go right up through the body, bit by bit. Any organs you have problem with, gallbladders or kidneys or even lungs, you know, you can be aware of that, and you feel there's something wrong there. There's an imbalance there. You're aware of it, give it kindness, and you feel it relaxing and relaxing. It's not that hard a thing to do, but it's incredible. You can relax your own liver. It's weird if, you know, people hear that for the first time. What do you do on a Saturday afternoon? Oh yeah, I relax my liver. But you do that. And you just work all the way up through the body. And so Bhasa from Sweden, by the time you get to the head, you should be so good at this awareness and kindness and letting things be, that the head is pretty easy to relax. So number one, try working upwards rather than working downwards. And when there is any pressure anywhere in the body, just be aware of it. And the mindfulness tells you whether that pressure is getting less or getting more intense. And you'll find that, you know, just trial and error, that when you try and control things, get rid of them, it gets worse. When you're kind to the pressure, it just gets less. And you find you relax these things. And of course, you know, we're watching the breath. You can watch the breath at any time. You don't have to be a perfectly relaxed to watch the breath. It's just one of those things you can start watching the breath at, you know, almost at any time. It's good to relax enough, first of all, so there's not too many disturbances. The biggest disturbances is not pressure in the head, but it's pressure of the past or the future and thoughts. So once those are dealt with, then you can watch the breathing. But if you're watching from Sweden, do not watch the breath at the tip of the nose. If you watch it from there, you're focusing, it's too much pressure, and that gives you headaches across here. So if you just watch the feeling of the breath, not where the breath is located, you know the breath is going in, you know the breath is going out, that's enough. Don't worry at all where the breath is located. And then that might be the other reason why you're getting pressure in the forehead, you're watching at the tip of the nose. It is not recommended. Our next question here from the United States. It's an Ellen from the United States. Maybe that's Ellen DeGeneres. Who knows? It's just Ellen. It's amazing. Some amazing people watch these videos. I know that our goal is not to have thoughts. However, sometimes through meditation, I find myself coming up with an answer to a problem. And I find myself mentally writing a letter. When I'm aware, I'm really torn because I'm really come up with some good stuff, but not good meditation. That's a really nice question. So it is true that sometimes when you are meditating, you have all the questions and the problems in your life. You put them aside when you start meditating. You just meditate nice and peacefully and calmly. And just let go of all the past and the future and all the problems and all the questions you have to find answers for when you finish. And then sometimes you meditate really peaceful and just out of nowhere a great answer arises. Really innovative. And you know that this is a great solution to a problem which has been so difficult to solve. And the point is, Ellen, you don't need to try and remember it. Because it's a really good answer. You know, it will stick in your head. You just, okay, great, good answer. Let it go. Go back to the meditation. And when you get afterwards, when you come out of meditation, it's really easy to remember that. You don't have to think, oh, that's a really good solution. I have to remember this. I have to remember this. I must remember this solution. I must remember this. And keep telling that to yourself for the rest of the meditation. So trust your memory in meditation. Because you're pretty still. I know it's another use of this simile. If a thought comes up in meditation, if a solution comes up in a meditation, it stands out. Just like the simile of a leaf falling down on a freshly swept path. If a leaf falls down on a freshly swept path, it stands out. You can't miss it. If that leaf falls in a forest where there's so many other leaves and twigs, you know, you can't distinguish it from anything else. When it falls in a cleanly swept path, you can see it and you can remember it. So these solutions, they fall in the freshly swept path of your mind. You're peaceful, you're still. And a thought comes up, like a leaf falling down on a clean path, stands out. You just notice it. You're aware of it, and then forget it, and just go off and carry on all your meditation. At the end of the meditation, then you can get out a piece of paper and just write down the solution. And I guarantee you will remember it. You won't be this person, oh, it's a really good solution. Ajahn Brahm said, okay, just forget it, and you meditate, and after the end of the meditation, what was that solution? I can't remember it now. Ah! No, you'll remember it. So don't worry, Ellen. When the solution comes up, some good stuff comes up, Just note it, you know, just recognize it, and then let it go. It's in the mind, and it'll be easy to remember it at the end of the meditation. And that's when you write it down. Otherwise, you spoil all the other good ideas which could come up if you're having nice meditation. Okay, some nice questions there from Sweden and the United States. Anything from Perth? I have to ask that. You know, there was one guy here, whenever we had any questions, there were always the ones which were on this little iPad. And so they could never have a chance to ask a question. So, you know, in the back over there, he had his little smartphone and he wrote his question. And he pretended, I think, where was he pretending? From Indonesia or something. And then he sent it over to there and it came into here. And I answered it. And there was a guy sitting over there. Now, he said, the only way I can get my questions answered is if I sort of email them rather than putting my hand up. He actually did that. So, any questions here about the meditation? Okay, if there's not, I'm sure there will be in 2 minutes after we say goodbye. We'll be up here asking questions. So let's finish off now, and then we can have a cup of tea or do whatever we need to do. And thank you from overseas for those great questions.